Final score from Hanterfield outs Georgia Southern rallies multiple times, and I do mean multiple times, to beat Texas State 67-64. We have our players of the game joining us, Ike Smith and Quan Jackson. Ike, we will start with you because you made the decisive three with 52 seconds left. I know that you started feeling that shot a little bit more down the stretch. What changed from how it was going early in the game to being able to make a shot like that to put your guys ahead?
You know, it started off, you know, like I said, we had a very slow start today. And, you know, coaches, you know, repeatedly getting on us for that. So, I mean, but, you know, when you seen we got stops, you know, our offense started just to come, and it was coming natural. So, I mean, like I said in the last interview, man, when I come in here and get shots. And, I mean, I get them up. So, man, when I shoot it in the game, it's all confidence.
Quantano was a slow start on Sunday up in Bradley, going 1-15 to begin the game. You guys get down 11-0 and 16-1, but I've also heard Coach Byington all the time say, stay the course, trust the process. And then it seemed like things started to change in that first half when you guys went to the matchup zone.
Yeah, that's the biggest key. That was the biggest key. The biggest key was to switch our defense up because our first defense wasn't working, so the match was working. So we stuck with the match, and it helped us out.
Ike, when it gets to a point like that late in the game where you know it's going to come down to the final couple of possessions, what does it take to be able to win a game like this?
Toughness. You know, this is a well-coached team out here, a good defensive team, a good offensive team. So it's a battle. This game right here was a war. You know, like I said, we started off very slow. They ran it up on us in the first half. So, I mean, just toughness and just being able to grind it out and get stops late helped us a lot.
You end up with 18 points, a team high, 15 in the second half. You made all four of your threes after halftime, as we mentioned, including the one for the go-ahead with 52 seconds left. Also, four rebounds in 29 minutes of action. Quan, your free throw with 7.9 to play made sure it was a three-point lead. And like I was just talking about with Ike, mentally, how do you lock in when a game is that close and things are that important?
It's just repetition. We work on it every day. Free throws, free throws, free throws. So I stepped up, got confidence. The first one was a little hard. I knew when it was coming off. But I knew the second one was good because it was just routinely.
Things have been stacked against you guys, like it seems, all season long. There hasn't been a full roster. And then with Crawley out again tonight and then losing Elijah and Simeon because of foul outs, I think you had seven healthy bodies by the end of the game. What do you keep finding out about yourselves?
Well, Coach says, man, guys got to come in and step up. You know, like you said, we've been battling the injury bug. And, you know, David Lee came out, and he gave us a great game tonight. Yeah. So, I mean, just ups to him. And hopefully that just gives him a lot of confidence, to, you know, for Saturday game against UTA.
David scores 15 points in 32 minutes off the bench, 6 of 7 at the line, 4 boards, 2 assists, 3 steals, tying a career high. He is the home 2 sweets sub of the game. But, Quan, I'm thinking about not only the fact that this team is now 7-4 despite being hampered by injury so much this season, but most importantly, you guys are off to a 1-0 starting conference play.
So it's the biggest thing is to win these league games because these ones that count the most. I know we got the beatdown versus Bradley, but we had to quickly move on and get ready for this conference game because – it isn't one that matters. So the next one is going to be a bigger one because they picked in front of us and we want to hear it.
They also ended your season a year ago in New Orleans, and you guys had a lead with around 5 minutes to go, but it's Arlington that won the game. It's Arlington that played for the championship for the second straight year. How much does something like that fuel you guys, even though it's a year after?
It motivates us mostly because we know that it's going to be a street fight coming in here, that they're going to play tough, and we got to match their toughness, and we got to match their ability to rebound and defend the ball. It's going to be a tough one.
Ike, what was the most important thing about this win?
We locked in. You know, we got a lot of stops, you know, in the second half. And that's where it all starts at for us. When we're getting stops, you know, everything else just comes easy for us. So, I mean, just getting stops and just showing toughness and just being able to grind the game out, you know. Sun Belt, man, it's a lot of good teams in the Sun Belt. So, I mean, it's going to be a lot of games like this where we're going to have to, you know, fight it out. It's going to be a grinding game. It's going to be a war. And it's going to be very physical. So, I mean, just showing toughness is big for us.
Quan, I know your mom couldn't be here tonight. You want to say something to her?
Yeah, I tell you, lady mom. That's all it is. Hope you feel better.
Quan Jackson, Ike Smith, Eagles beat Texas State 67-64. Good luck to you boys on Saturday against Arlington.
Thank you.